You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender men going through their warm-up paces as they face the Concordia Bulldogs here shortly. The Concordia men are 2-3 in the GPAC, 5-5 overall. The Bulldogs wins in league play over Hastings and Mount Marty, 77-74 and 88-70 respectively. The Bulldogs' losses in conference are to Morningside, 87-76, Briar Cliff, 70-66, and Doan, 71-66. The Bulldog men are scoring 74.8 points per game and allow 71.7 points per outing. The Bulldogs average 36 rebounds per game and allow 35. And they're converting 43.9% of the field goals that they try. Concordia has committed an average of 17.8 turnovers per game and have forced 15.8 per contest. Robbie Thomas scores 14.8 points per game and takes in 8.7 rebounds and averages 3.3 blocks per outing and dishes 2.1 assists per contest. Joel Haywood scores 12.6 points per game. Chandler Folkerts is scoring 12.2 with 7.6 rebounds. Haywood is 10 of 25. Thomas, 18 for 40. Rudy Knight, 10 of 24. And Eli Ziegler, 15 of 37, have all made better than 40% of their three-point shots. Micah Colway adds 6.9 points per game, and Knight is at 6.7 per contest. The Dort College men are 8-4 this season, 1-3 in the conference. They have a win over Mount Marty. Losses to Doan, Midland, and Briar Cliff. The defenders are scoring 87.2 points per game and allow 76 points per contest. Dort holds a 40.1 to 29.7 rebounding edge while converting 49.9% of its field goals. Dort has made 39.8% of the three-point shots tried and have converted 274 of 399 free throws. The defenders have turned the ball over 189 times this year while forcing opponents into 173 turnovers. Opponents are making 44.3% of their field goals and 37.7% of their three-point shots. Also for the Dort College defenders, their offense has exhibited balance with five players averaging double figures, led by Tyler Walterstorff and Nathan Rendles with 13.8 and 13.3 points per game respectively. Walterstorff grabs five rebounds per game. Rendles is averaging 4.5 assists per outing. He leads the team in rebounding with a 6.1 average. Brian Sumner scores 12.3 points per game with a 3.1 rebounding average. Sumner's converting 54.5% of his field goal tries, and he has made 33 of 69 three-point attempts. Leighton Sampson is making 57.4% of his field goals. He's averaging 11.2 points per game. Alex Terpster rounds out the double-digit scores with a 10.3 average. He is 27 of 59 from the three-point arc. David Denherter and Andrew O'Donnell average 7.3 and 6.8 points per game, respectively. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Also made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Also made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue. next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Murphy's Law ruling today. Let's take a look at starting lineups. Brian Sumner will start for the Defenders. He wears number 5. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 12.3 points per game. Alex Terpstra is a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 10.3 points per game. Nathan Rendles wears number 15. He's a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 13.3 points per contest. Number 35 is Tyler Waltersdorf. He is a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 13.8 points per game. And David Denherter is a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 7.3 points per outing. For the Concordia Bulldogs, Robbie Thomas is a 6'7 junior from Shawnee, Kansas, averaging 14.8 points per game. Micah Colway is a 6'3 junior from Seward, Nebraska, averaging 6.9 points per outing. Number 22 is Joel Haywood, a 6'4 senior from Lakewood, Colorado, averaging 12.6 points per contest. Number 24 is Rudy Knight, a 5'11 freshman from Katy, Texas, averaging 6.7 points per game. And Chandler Folkerts is a 6'8 sophomore from Milford, Nebraska, averaging 12.2 points per outing. And it looks like we have had just a slight change in the starting lineup for the Bulldogs. Out of the lineup will be Rudy Knight. In the ballgame will be Eli Ziegler. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club today by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Well, before today's contest, another one of the 1,000-point members for the Dort College Defender Men. Welcome back. That's Luke Reuter. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment.
Oh,
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We've gone through the starting lineups, and it would appear through the help of some very good student assistants, it appears everything is back up and running in terms of our webcast. If we could do something about me having control of KDCR studio again, that would be awesome, but it doesn't appear that that is in the cards right now, so we will do it uninterrupted probably for the next 2 hours or so, and I'll do my best to describe the action to you as it unfolds here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. And while I am talking about it, let's take a look at what else has happened in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today in terms of women's basketball. Should have most of the finals in at this point. Women's basketball earlier today, the finals that are in look like this. Dort College loses to Concordia by a final score of 80-58. Doan over Mount Marty, 79-73. Dakota Wesleyan comes from behind to defeat Midland, 72-67 in overtime. Dakota Wesleyan, it would appear, proving to be the surprise team of the conference thus far this season. They have played some teams awfully tough, and they improve to 2-2 in the conference, 7-4 overall. I don't have a final in from Nebraska Wesleyan and Northwestern. That one should be easy enough to find. Doan was a winner over Mount Marty, 79-73. Doan also proving that they are going to be a team that is probably around until Christmas break for certain, and then things oftentimes change at Christmas break. Hastings defeats Briarcliff 61-52. That break sometimes good for teams, sometimes not so good for squads. So the only one we're looking for is Nebraska Wesleyan versus Northwestern. We are set for basketball opening tip, controlled by the Dort College defenders, and here come the defenders for the basketball. Rindles passes it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball, gives it up Terpstra. Terpstra right side, Rindles. Rindles bounces it down low for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the lane, puts it up. Shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Robbie Thomas. That's foul number one on Thomas. So Robbie Thomas whistled for the personal foul. And going to the free throw line to shoot a pair will be Tyler Walterstorff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, starting just a shade after our scheduled 4 o'clock start time due to the women's contest being marred by a ton of turnovers and quite a few stoppages in play, but we get started about 10 minutes after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Second free throw by Walterstorff is up and good. Tyler makes them both, and the Dort College defenders lead 2-0. 2-0 our score with the basketball, Concordia. Concordia out front with it is Chandler Folkerts. They lob it down low for Robbie Thomas. Thomas with a left hand, good. Rob Thomas with a two-point bucket, and we're tied, 19-27 left to play in the first half. With the basketball, Terpstra. Terpstra out front, Sumner. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball on the wing. Rindles back over to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up, Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline, cut off there. Pass comes out front. Tyler, open three, got it. Three-point basket, Tyler Walterstorff. He's got five, and the defenders lead it 5-2. Long pass into the front court. Concordia over the basketball. Concordia with it on the left side. That's Micah Colway. Colway goes into the corner to Eli Ziegler. Ziegler averaging 5.4 points per game. Driving right side with the basketball, and the lay-in is Joel Haywood. Haywood makes it 5-4. 5-4 our score. Nathan Rindles with the basketball back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra, Walterstorff. Walterstorff will take it in against Thomas. Passes it back outside to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, bounce pass goes down low to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball into the corner. Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the ball. Walterstorff to the top of the key. Rindles. Rindles spin move in the lane. Dumps it off for Den Herter. Layup good. Den Herter with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 7-4. Our lead 7-4. With the basketball left side, they come over to Colway. Colway into the corner. Now comes back and thrown away by the Bulldogs and Micah Colway. Colway looking for Robbie Thomas. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Terpstra and Den Herter are out. Nabla and Samson check in. Dort College leads it 7-4. 7-4, our score with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles out front, passes right side Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf puts it up, traffic, no good. Rebound controlled by Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball, gets it away to Colway. Colway with it at the top of the key. Colway gets a ball screen from Folkerts, passes left side over to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball, gives it up. Haywood, Haywood, spin move, kick out pass. Three on the way by Thomas, no good. Rebound controlled by Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles into the corner. Walt. Walt, three, missed it, no good. Short. Rebound taken away by Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball back over to Thomas. Robbie Thomas into the front court, 17-20 remaining. Pass into the middle of the floor. With it is Haywood. Haywood goes right side to Colway. Colway with the basketball on the wing. Colway looks out front. It's taken away by Samson. Samson with a steal. Samson driving in with the left hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. So Dort College unable to convert on the layup attempt by Samson. Samson under pressure. Samson playing with a bandaged right eye. I did not see when that happened. And now we have a foul called on the drive into the lane. O'Donnell and Terpstra will check in for the defenders. Foul called on Dort College and Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for his first personal foul. So free throws on the way for Haywood. Haywood's free throw is up and good. Haywood with another free throw on the way. So another one on the way for Haywood. And Haywood makes it a 7-6 ball game. 7-6 our score. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles. Rindles passes right side to Nabla. Nabla goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell drives the lane. Dumps it inside. Ball is deflected out. Picked up by O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing back to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell dumps it off for Samson. Samson takes it up strong, and it is blocked on the play by Thomas. Robbie Thomas with a block shot. He'll do that. He'll fill up the stat sheet. His three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Nabla. Here comes Dort College leading 7-6. 7-6, our score, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up, Rindles. Rindles, right side, comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball, dumps it down low, Samson. Samson has to lunge after it, and turnover by the defenders. Sloppy play early by the defenders. Here's Haywood. Haywood in the lane, taken away by the defenders. Rindles back over to Terpstra. Terpstra ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball up the right side, drives into the lane. His shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul on the play called on Concordia. Foul's going to go on Micah Colway. And if you're watching for the Dort College defenders, that call was a little disconcerting in that it had to be the official that was the furthest away from the play to make the call. But they did get it called, so that is the main thing. Free throw on the way by Rindles is no good. Another one on the way for Nate. Nate, an 87% free throw shooter. Another free throw coming for Nathan Rindles, trying to make it a two-point ball game for Dort College. Dort College leading 7-6. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Rindles makes one of two, and the defenders lead 8-6. 8-6 our score. With the basketball out front is Rudy Knight. Rudy Knight passes it off. It's taken by Haywood. Haywood guarded there by O'Donnell. Haywood drives the lane off of the glass. Good. Haywood locks it up at 8-8. 15:29 remaining in the first half. With it on the right side is Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra over to Nabla. Nabla, Rindles. Rindles looking for Samson. Rindles comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra to Nabla. Nabla on the right side. Nabla back to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles shakes left, goes right, comes back to Samson. Samson with the dunk. Leighton Samson with a slam dunk off the assist by Rindles. Dort College leads 10-8. Knight with the basketball. Knight out front. Bulldogs have it. Driving in is Haywood, and Haywood is fouled on the play. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal, his first. Our officiating crew tonight, Luke Langner, Chris Ludwig, and Kurt Strouth. I believe this is the first time I've seen Chris Ludwig. First time I can remember it, at least. And the Concordia Bulldogs call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, our sponsors are going to get their money's worth today, and that is a good reason. They support us all season long, making these broadcasts possible. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community, by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Taylor Feenstra checks into the ballgame for the defenders. David Denherder also in the game. So you got the two bigs on the floor together for Dort College. Max Wagner with a basketball guarded there by Feenstra. Comes back right side out front to Haywood. Haywood left wing to Justin Dami. Dami gives it up Knight. Rudy Knight with a basketball back to Wagner. Wagner with it on the left wing. Reverses over the top. Haywood, Haywood, Knight, Knight, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Sumner. Sumner timed it just right. He comes up with the basketball. Passes ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner, Sumner, Feenstra. Feenstra looking for the reversal. Comes back right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Top of the key to Terpstra. Terpstra with it out front. Terpstra left side, Feenstra. Feenstra dumps it down low for David Denherder. Denherder double teamed. Reverses Feenstra. Feenstra three. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia's Micah Colway. Colway gives it up. Haywood. Haywood layup. Right hand, left side, good. Joel Haywood with 7 points, 12.6 points per game average, and we're knotted at 10-10. 13:53 left to play in this first half. Driving in is O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play. Andrew O'Donnell will shoot two free throws as he was fouled by Concordia's Rudy Knight, his first. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Well, they're going to say that the foul call came on the ground, so no foul shots for O'Donnell. I've got to take those two circles off of my score sheet. And the Dort College defenders. Dort College on the other end. Taylor Feenstra whistled for the personal foul, and for Taylor, that is his first. Coach Ross Dama wanted to know who made that foul call. And the official quickly handed him off to his partner. Rudy Knight driving baseline with a basketball out front is Colway. Colway gives it up. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra over to O'Donnell. 10-10 our score. Pass ahead to Denherder. Denherder running the floor. Layup good for the big fella. 12-10 our score. 12-10 our score. Concordia with the basketball. And a foul called on the play against Taylor Feenstra, his second. So Feenstra whistled for the foul out front. That's foul number two on Feenstra, the freshman from Hull. Walterstorff checks in. Sampson checks in. And Rindles checks in. Staying on the floor, Terpstra and Sumner. Inbounding the basketball will be Haywood. Haywood inbounds the basketball to Kevin White. White with it on the right side. They dump it down low. And a foul on the play called on Terpstra. Terpstra mistimed his jump, and Justin Dommy will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Terpstra commits the foul, his first. 12-10 our score. And free throws on the way for Dommy. Free throws first, the first free throw for Dommy is good. Another one on the way. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dommy's second free throw hangs on the rim and drops through. Dommy makes both free throws, and we're tied at 12-12. 13 minutes remaining in this first half. Sampson comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff right side, Rindles. Rindles with it out front, Sumner. Sumner, three ball, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Robbie Thomas. Thomas ahead of the pack. It goes to Dommy. Dommy driving in. Layup no good. Missed it. Rebound tipped out. And it's last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Rebound ends up tapped out, and Dort College is unable to maintain control of it. So Nabla checks into the ballgame. Sumner checks out. Ball is inbounded to Thomas. Thomas hits a three. Thomas from the left wing strokes it through. Rob Thomas with his fifth point. And the defenders trail at 15-12. Knoblaw passes over to Rindles. Rindles, spin move, dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson layup good. With it into the front court, Dort College back to within a point at 15-14 off the assist by Rindles. High hand, over high hands, shooting the three, and making the three is Eli Ziegler. Ziegler makes it 18-14. Ziegler, a sophomore from Littleton, Colorado, knocks it down. Dort College with the basketball out front, Rindles. Rindles guarded there by Haywood. Rindles with it on the left wing, dumps it down for Sampson. Sampson on the block, puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Thomas. And now reach-in foul called against Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number six on the defenders already. Dort College trailing 18-14. 18-14 our score. Concordia with a basketball, bringing it up is White. Kevin White. Out front with it. He's got it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Comes over to Thomas. Thomas dumps it off. Spin move in the lane. Shot is blocked by Terpstra off of the shot by Chandler Folkerts. Here comes Dort College. Left side, Rindles. Rindles dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson outside to Nabla. Nabla, Terpstra. Terpstra, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it on the wing. Walterstorff gives it back to Rindles. Rindles puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound Sampson. Sampson. Shot, hook shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Bulldog basketball. Coming up the floor with a basketball. They pass it right side to Haywood. Haywood with it on the wing. Haywood gives it to Ziegler. Ziegler to White. White with a basketball. Back over to Ziegler. Ziegler pass out, tipped and taken away. Nabla. Nabla ahead to Rindles. Rindles deflects it. He's in the lane. Gets it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Walterstorff, three-pointer, good. Tyler Walterstorff with 8 points. Dort College trails 18-17. 10:44 remaining first half. With the basketball out front is Haywood. Haywood drives in, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, they say. It'll be Concordia basketball. And the Concordia Bulldogs will inbound the basketball. This is Kevin White. White throws it in. He gets it in over the top to Robbie Thomas. Thomas back to White. White at the free throw line. White step back. Kicks it out. Gets the return pass. He'll put up the three. Missed everything. No good. Missed everything but the side of the backboard. And Folkerts ends up losing it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball down 18-17 with 10:25 remaining in the half. We approach the midpoint of the first half of play. Rendles with the basketball in between the circles. He passes right side over to Waltersdorf. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler gives it into the corner to Rendles. Rendles back to Nabla. Nabla, left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking down low for Sampson. O'Donnell still has the dribble. Got caught underneath the basket. And they say it was off the bottom of the backboard. And must have been off the edge because that's out of bounds. They whistle it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Dort College trails 18-17. Bulldog basketball. Bringing the basketball up is White. Kevin White with it. White in between the circles. He's got it on the left edge. He passes it back over to Thomas. Thomas working against Waltersdorf. Got up in the air. Passes it back out to Ziegler. Ziegler to White. White floater in the lane. Good. Kevin White with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 20-17. Right side pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Nabla. Nabla with it. Nabla gives it up to Rendles. Rendles to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the tie. Three. Got it. Third three of the game for Waltersdorf. He's got 11, and we're tied 20-all. 9:18 remaining in the first half. Concordia basketball, White. White to Ziegler. Ziegler into the corner. Concordia basketball. Concordia, they get a screen out front for Ziegler. Ziegler buries a three. Ziegler with six. Dort College trails 23-20. Timeout on the floor, charged to Concordia. That's their second timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It'll be Dort College basketball. The Defenders trailing by three, 23-20. Dort College with the basketball after the timeout by Concordia. Pass goes right side. Waltersdorf guarded there by Thomas. Waltersdorf, nothing there. Tries to pass it out to Brian Sumner, and it's taken away by the Bulldogs. Concordia with the basketball. Haywood. Haywood in between the circles out front. Joel Haywood looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Ziegler. Ziegler with it on the left corner. Ziegler gives it up. Folkerts. Folkerts in the lane. Waltersdorf with a steal. And now a foul called on Folkerts in the backcourt as Den Herter was trying to pass the ball out. It's foul number four called on the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College is not in the bonus yet. Concordia will be on the next Dort College foul. 8:34 left to play in the first half. Relatively fast-moving first half of play. Pass goes over to Nabla. Nabla right side Sumner. Sumner gives it up to Rendles. Rendles with it right corner. Rendles looking. Gets it away to Nabla. Nabla to Sumner. Sumner drives left side. And a pushing foul called on Ziegler. Eli Ziegler whistled for his first personal foul. Ziegler, averaging 5.4 points per game entering the contest. He's knocked down a couple of threes already for Concordia. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Dort College throwing it in is Rendles. Rendles, lob pass over the top to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf fakes the handoff, gets around the defensive player, lays it up good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 13 first half points, but the Defenders trail 23-22. Right side with it, Concordia. Ziegler. Ziegler will drive the lane, dumps it for Folkerts. Folkerts layup good. Chandler Folkerts averaging 12.2 points per game. Makes it a 25-22 ball game. Rendles passes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball out front. Nabla with it, gives it up to Sumner. Sumner to Rendles. Rendles pass deflected. Coming up with it is Robbie Thomas. Thomas with a dunk. Robbie Thomas with a two-point bucket. He's got seven off the slam dunk, and the Defenders trail 27-22. Too many turnovers for the defenders in the early going. That has been a problem that has hampered them so far this season. With it, left side is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, dumps it down low for Den Herter, and Den Herter ends up on the out-of-bounds line trying to save it in. Well, the official stats have Dort College with four turnovers, so that number isn't so high, but it certainly feels like more. That last run out, an easy bucket for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs have a chance to increase the lead here at 27-22. Right side, Robbie Thomas. Thomas gives it up underneath. Thomas gets the return pass into the corner. Haywood. Haywood, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be, beg your pardon, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College has the basketball. Walthersdorf will inbound to O'Donnell. O'Donnell brings it up. O'Donnell with the basketball. He passes right side to Walthersdorf. Tyler with it on the right wing. Tyler back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the lane. It comes to Sumner. Sumner free throw line jumper. Good. Brian Sumner with a two-point bucket. It's 27-24. With the basketball is Haywood. Haywood on the left side. Kicks it into the corner. Three, no good. Rebound Folkerts. Folkerts kicks it out. Thomas. Thomas comes back right side. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play called as Micah Colway drew the foul. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders and Brian Sumner. That's two on Sumner. It's two free throws on Sumner. 27-24, our score. Dort College down three. Free throws on the way for Colway. He's a 56% free throw shooter. First one is good. So Sumner will check out for the time being with two fouls. Got another one coming. 6:22 remaining in the half. Second free throw on the way for Colway. This one's up, and he misses that one. So right around his average, right around, just a shade better than 50% from the floor, or from the free throw line this year. Turfed over the basketball, Dort College down four. They give it up to Sampson underneath, and Sampson is fouled from behind by Nathan Tonches. Tonches whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number six. Feenstra is in. Walthersdorf checks out. So Walthersdorf checks out of the ballgame. Lob pass over the top, Rindles. Rindles trying to put it on the floor, and we've got a foul called on Colway. That's number two on him. Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and the bonus. Rindles one for two from the free throw line today. And he'll try to cut into the four-point lead at 28-24. Free throw on the way for Rindles is up and down. Rindles with another free throw coming. Dort College trails 28-25. 6:07 left to go in the half. Second free throw by Rindles is up and through. 28-26, Dort College back to within two. 28-26, our score, Dort College down a deuce. White with a basketball out front for Concordia. They pass it into the corner. White gets it on the right wing. He passes into the corner, dump it down low for Tonges. Tonges dribbles it on the baseline, out of bounds, and it will be Dort College basketball. So Tonges dribbles it on the baseline as he tried to gather it in. Pass comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra out front, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra comes back right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sampson. Leighton Sampson with the basketball. Sampson to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpster, Rindles. Rindles shakes left, goes right, dumps it back for Sampson. Sampson in traffic, his shot no good. Rebound though, Taylor Feenstra dumps it inside to Rindles. Rindles fires it back outside. O'Donnell, three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Tonges. Tonges ahead of the play, it goes Haywood. Haywood dumps it off, and we've got a charging foul called on the Bulldogs and Max Wagner. Wagner came down with it and ran over the top of a Door College player. I believe that was O'Donnell who set up and took the charge. Door College trails 28-26, a chance to retake the lead with a three or tie it with a two. O'Donnell with the basketball working against White. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball, shakes left, goes right, tries to dump it off, and a charging foul called the other way on O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the charge, his second. Brian Sumner to check out of the ballgame. A check in, I should say. O'Donnell will check out. Looked like Dort College was set up for an easy two there as Sampson had a wide open lane to the hoop, but O'Donnell whistled for the charge. 4:50 left to play in regulation, in the half. Low scoring affair thus far, 28-26. White with the basketball, left side it goes, Haywood. Back to White. White fires it into the lane, Tonjes. Tonjes shot no good, rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gives it up, Rindles. Rindles in traffic, over to Sumner. Sumner back to Nathan. Nathan with it left side. He's going to drive all the way to the baseline. Fires it outside for Feenstra. Feenstra has it blocked. Works it again. Shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Wagner. Wagner ahead to White. White driving in. Puts it up. Shot no good. And the ball is tapped out of bounds by Tonjes. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Tonjes, following the play, went up high for the rebound but was unable to control it. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up. Walking it up is Nathan Rindles. Rindles in between the circles, comes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles driving in. And his through the lane pass is tipped out of bounds. Neither team has shot it well here in the first half. So far, Dort College 39%. Concordia slightly better at 47%. Ball into the corner, Sampson. Sampson reverses Sumner. Sumner drives the lane, puts it up, blocked from behind by Wagner. The ball got blocked. Sumner came down with it. Wow. Well, they do come in, and thanks to Luke Langner coming in, and Luke gets things straightened out. Shot was blocked, and he comes in and helps out his partner, Kurt Strouth, and tells him the shot was blocked, and he came down with a block shot and a rebound for Sumner. They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got four, and we're tied 28-all. 3:39 remaining in the half. Pass goes into the corner. Let's see if that energizes the Dort College team. Pass goes to Haywood. Haywood to Folkerts. Folkerts to White. White into the corner. Ziegler. Ziegler three. Good. Got to close out on him hard. He's got 9 points. Defenders trail 31-28. With a basketball out front, Dort College. That's Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Nathan shakes left, goes right, spins into the lane. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Concordia. Joel Haywood. Haywood whistled for the personal, his first. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 3:09 left to play in this first half. Free throw by Nathan is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Feenstra checks out, Sampson checks out, then Herter and Walterstorff are back in. Knobloch, Sumner, and Rindles are on the floor. Second free throw by Rindles is good. He's 5 for 6. Dort College trails 31-30. White with the basketball. He takes it across half court. White in between the circles. He passes into the corner. Haywood. Haywood, Folkerts. Folkerts reverse layup. Good. Chandler Folkerts ran, moved pretty well without the ball that time. Staked out a spot underneath the basket. 33-30 our score. Sumner with it out front. Sumner gives it up to Nabla. Nabla to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Rindles. Rindles will put up the three, and he buries it. 33-33 our score. Rindles buries the three. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. So a three-pointer by Rindles. He's got 8 first-half points, and we're knotted at triples on the board. 33-33, 2:31 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Concordia basketball. Kevin White brings it up. White with it on the right side. Gets it away. Thomas. Thomas whispers through a 15-footer. Robbie Thomas with 9 points. Concordia leads it 35-33. Right side pass, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up. Nabla. Nabla, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Rindles. Rindles on the left side. Rindles will drive in. Off of the glass. Good. Nathan Rindles. With 10 first-half points, we're knotted at 35-all. Driving in, and a charging foul called against Joel Haywood. David Den Herter set up outside the charge ring, takes the foul. And the North College defenders get the basketball back with it tied 35-35. Just watching the replay on the webcast, and Den Herter was just outside of the charge ring. That little half moon underneath the basket. And he took the charge from Haywood. Haywood picks up his second. York College basketball. Rindles goes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right side, beyond the three-point line on the wing. Walterstorff looking down low. Instead comes back over to Rindles. Rindles guarded there by White, I believe. Rindles drives the lane. Spin move good. Nathan Rindles has scored the last 8 points for the defenders. York College regains the lead, 37-35. Foul called on Den Herter on the other end. Den Herter trying to take another charge. And Kevin White will go to the free throw line to shoot. And he will shoot 2 free throws. 1:23 remaining in this first half. White this season, a 54% free throw shooter. First free throw is off the mark, no good by White. White, a freshman. This Concordia team, relatively young squad. White has played significant minutes here in the first half. He's a freshman. Chandler Folkerts is a sophomore. You've got Thomas, who's a junior. Ziegler's a sophomore. Second free throw is up and through for White. White makes 1 of 2, and the defender lead is 37-36. York College basketball, Rindles. And foul, by the way, was on Den Herter, and that was his first. Right side wing is Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking for a screen, gets a screen, drives in, dumps it for Den Herter. Den Herter unable to put it down, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts whistled for his second, and the North College defenders will send David Den Herter to the free throw line. Den Herter to shoot 2, as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw by Den Herter is up and good. So David with another one on the way. 5 points for Den Herter today, and he can extend the lead to 3. This has been a relatively tight ball game throughout. Neither team has led by more than 4 points, it appears. No, there was a 5-point difference at 27-22. Folkerts checks out. Dommy checks in. 38-36, Dort College. Leads by a pair. Second free throw on the way for David Denherger is up and good. So Denherger with 6 first half points. And the Dort College defenders lead 39-36, 106 remaining first half. Bringing the basketball up is White. White running point. He's got her on the right side. White looking for someone to pass to. Passes right side over to Thomas. Thomas guarded there by Walterstrup. They pass it back over to White. White on the left corner. They get it underneath Dommy. Dommy might have traveled with it. No call made. And Dommy gets the short shot to go. He's got 4. Dort College leads 39-38. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles lost it, and we have a foul on the play called on Colway. Micah Colway has just picked up his third personal foul. 36.4 seconds remaining. First half of play, Dort College 39, Concordia 38. So 2 free throws on the way for Rindles. Rindles makes that one. He's got another one coming. This will be the 8th free throw shot by Rindles in this half. Currently, he is 6 of 7. Second free throw on the way for Rindles, trying to reestablish a 3-point lead, and he does. Dort College leads 41-38. Concordia with a chance to tie it here at the end of the first half. They can hold for the last shot. Just a 1-second difference, shot clock and game clock. 41-38, Dort College by 3. Concordia basketball out front is White, guarded by Rindles. Man-for-man defense applied by the defenders. Concordia has players. Free throw line extended. Now they set a high ball screen. Dommy set the screen. White passes over to Colway. Colway, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound Walterstorff, 4 seconds left. 3. He's at half court. Let's fly with a desperation shot. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score. Dort College, 41. Concordia, 38. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerson, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, that is, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By the Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van Engelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. .41-38 our score at halftime. The Dort College defenders trailed by as many as five at 27-22. Dort College fought back to tie it 28-all, outscoring Concordia 6-1. They tied it at 28 with 3:39 left to go in the half. As the first half progressed through that final 3:39, Dort College was able to get to the free throw line. It was tied again at 33 and 35. And Dort College outscores Concordia 6-3 from that 35-35 tie to make it a 41-38 halftime score. Here are the numbers from the first half of play. Dort College, 13 of 28 shooting for 46.4%. 4 for 8 on threes for 50%. 11 of 12 on free throws for 91.7%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 14 of 26 from the floor, 53.8%. 4 for 11 on threes, 36.4%. 6 for 8 on free throws, 75%. Dort College holds a 15-13 rebounding advantage. Dort College 6 turnovers, Concordia with 8. Dort College is led in scoring by Nathan Rindles, 14 first half points, 3 for 4 from the floor, 7 of 8 on free throws. Tyler Wolterstorff with 13 points, 4 for 6 from the floor. 6 points for David Denherter, 6 points for Leighton Sampson, 2 for Brian Sumner. For Concordia, Robbie Thomas has 9 points, Eli Ziegler also with 9, Joel Haywood has 8. 4 for Justin Dami, 3 for Kevin White, 4 for Chandler Folkert, and 1 for Micah Colway for their total of 38 points. Chandler Folkert has 5 rebounds to lead Concordia. Robbie Thomas has 2. For the defenders, 4 rebounds for Taylor Feenstra, 3 for Pat Nabilov. Rendell's credited with 5 assists and 1 steal. Andrew O'Donnell with 2 assists. Concordia has 3 assists from Kevin White, 2 each for Joel Haywood and Eli Ziegler. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails, leads, I should say, 41-38. Let's take a look at some other scores from across the conference. Women's games have gone final in all five cases. And let's tell you what those finals were. It was Concordia over Dort, 80-58. Doan victorious over Mount Marty, 79-73. It was Hastings over Briarcliff, 61-52. And Dakota Wesleyan over Midland in overtime by a final score of 72-67. And it doesn't look like I have a result yet of that Northwestern Nebraska Wesleyan women's contest. Men's games have gone final. Have gone to halftime. Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan 51-42 at halftime. Doan leads Mount Marty 45-31 at the half. That's in Yankton. Hastings and Briarcliff It is Hastings 35, Briarcliff 29 at halftime. And Dakota Wesleyan and Midland are playing at the Corn Palace. Both those teams unbeaten in conference play. And in that one, it is Dakota Wesleyan over Midland, 48-37 at halftime. Now Dakota Wesleyan showing that they are a team to be contended with this year. They have an 11-point advantage on Midland at the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, coming up this week on KDCR, or I should say next week, Wednesday night, Dort College at home against that Dakota Wesleyan team that is flexing their muscle through the first half of the season. That'll be a 6 o'clock start time for the women and an 8 o'clock start time for the men's contest. 1 week from today, Dort College on the road at Hastings. That will be a 2 o'clock start time in Hastings at Lynn Farrell Arena. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders wrap up pre-Christmas basketball when they host Martin Luther in non-conference play on Thursday night, December 18th. Dort College women also have a game over the holiday break. They'll be hosting Buena Vista on December 31 when they host the Lady Beavers here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. That'll be a 3 o'clock start time on December 31. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Also made possible by a grant from the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Earlier today, the Dort College women's basketball team lost a 80-58 decision in a contest against the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College kept themselves in that contest, but were unable to turn the corner in Falling, 80-58. And trailed by as many as 16 early in the second half. Cut the lead to 6 on a 10-0 run. And the margin got widened out. York College, trouble sticking with the Concordia Bulldogs. As the Bulldogs used a pressuring defense that York College was unable to handle. York College pressured into 33 turnovers, Concordia 14. What that translates into was a difference of 28 shots attempted from the floor. Concordia 29 of 81 shooting, York College 16 of 53. York College out-rebounded Concordia 54-52. Abby Chapman had 17 points for the defenders. Kim Cruz had 15. Michael Hulst came down with 16 rebounds and blocked 9 shots. Concordia got 16 points from Mary Janovich, 15 each for Bailey Morris and Tracy Pites, and 14 for Becky Mueller. York College also had 9 points from Emily Newman. Cassidy Bredebode had 6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just tabulating my scores at halftime for Dort College and Concordia. And when it started, it looked like Robbie Thomas and Tyler Walterstorff were going to be able to do whatever they wanted early. Thomas got hot early. Then it was Eli Ziegler for Concordia with 3 threes. Walterstorff hit 3 threes in the first half himself. He also had a couple of free throws and a field goal. Nathan Rindles carried North College offensively late in the ball game in the half. At one point he scored 8 straight on a 3 and 2 twos. As Dort College takes a 3-point lead at halftime, 41-38. I told you earlier that Luke Reuter was back, being recognized for his membership in the 1,000 Point Club before today's contest. Hard to believe Reuter's been out of college. He graduated in 06, so this is his ninth year out of college. He ranks second all-time in scoring at 1,793 points. That total is now third all-time. He also currently ranks sixth in steals with 159 and second all-time in three-point shooting percentage and third all-time in three-point shots made. York College qualified for the NAI National Championship Tournament in 2006 during Reuter's senior season. Luke and his wife Kelsey, who also played basketball and soccer for the Defenders, currently reside in Denver. Good to see Luke Reuter in the DeWitt Gymnasium once again today. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Well, the only score I've been unable to track down is that women's game between Nebraska Wesleyan and Northwestern. Now, Northwestern led it big at halftime, so I would assume that's how things shook out. Looked for the score on a couple different spots and have come away empty thus far. But if I get it, I'll pass it along to you. Always bothers me when I've got that open spot on my score sheet. Concordia basketball, left side it goes Haywood. Haywood guarded there. They get it underneath to Folkerts. Folkerts reverse layup. 6 points for Folkerts. He got it on the left side of the hoop. Took it for a reverse layup. And the Defenders lead 41-40. Sumner with the basketball. He sat the latter part of the first half with foul trouble. Rindles on the drive. He's got 16. York College leads 43-40. York College on defense. Concordia over the basketball. Colway. Colway dumps it underneath Ziegler. Ziegler in among the trees. Has to fire it back out. Thomas. Thomas gives it up to Haywood. Haywood back left side. Colway. Round the horn they go. Thomas. Robbie Thomas. Free throw line jumper. 15-footer. Rims it. No good. Rebound Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball. Den Herder hands it off to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Rindles. Rindles, short jumper in the lane. Good. Nathan Rindles with 18 points. York College leads 45-40. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Defenders. Right side pass goes to Colway. Colway with it at the top of the key. Colway to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Ziegler, they dump it down low for Folkerts, working against Den Herder. Folkerts tries to cross him over, and his short shot is good. Chandler Folkerts with 8 points. Not bad defense that time by Denherter, but Folkerts able to manage to cross over and got the shot to go. Dort College leads by three. With the basketball, Sumner. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles underneath, Walthersdorf, layup good. Tyler with 15 points. Dort College leads 47 to 42. 5-point advantage for the defenders. They go to Ziegler. Ziegler, Haywood. Haywood right side to Colway. Colway, Folkerts. Folkerts shot no good, but a foul on the play called on David Denherter. David has just picked up his second personal. Second foul on Denherter. Leighton Sampson waiting at the scores table to check in. Folkerts will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Folkerts, 34 of 42 this season from the free throw line. Figures out to right at 80%. Denherter checks out. Sampson is in. Sampson, the 6'5 post player from Worthington, Minnesota. Folkerts makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming, and he knocks that one down as well. Dort College leads 47 to 44. Rindles with the basketball. Concordian man-for-man defense. They look for the curl cut. Terpstra is unable to get free underneath. Terpstra with it on the right wing. Back to Rindles. Rindles gets a step. Layup with the right hand. Good. Nathan Rindles with 20 points. Dort College leads 49 to 44. Haywood driving in, and Rindles whistled for the personal foul. Nathan picks up his first personal. Team foul number two on the defenders in this half. 5-point advantage for the Bulldogs, for the defenders over the Bulldogs. Bulldogs led much of the first half. They get it to Thomas, taken away by Sumner. Sumner swipes it away. Here comes Bryan with the basketball. He goes over to Rindles. Rindles back to Beesum. Beesum, three on the way. Bang, bang, bang! Ryan Sumner with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders open up an 8-point lead, 52 to 44. Haywood with the basketball out front. He's going to drive the lane, kicks it over to Thomas. Thomas, three answering, no. Rebound, though, taken down by Folkerts. Folkerts off of the glass, no good. Stopped by the defenders. Here comes Terpstra. Head to Sumner. Brian Sumner on the fly. The sophomore stops, gets it away to Terpstra. Terpstra tries to find Sumner, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Concordia Bulldogs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Brian Sumner had the soft touch from the top of the key to knock down that three. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra gets it into Rindles. Rindles with it out front. Rindles with the basketball. Gives it back over to Sumner. Sumner at the top of the key. Now Terpstra. Terp goes right side. They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson puts the shot up, and Folkerts gets called for the foul. Those are a couple of good young post players. Folkerts just a sophomore. Sampson, a freshman. They may as well get used to playing against each other, because we're going to be treated to that for the next couple of years. Sampson goes to the free throw line. Sampson playing with that bandage on his right eyebrow. First free throw is up and through for Sampson. Layton with 5 points. I believe he should have six. He had six on the score sheet at halftime. Another free throw on the way can extend it to a 10-point ball game. Sampson's free throw is up and good. So Leighton Sampson with 8 points. And the defenders lead by 10, 54 to 44. They've outscored Concordia 13 to 6 to start the second half. Sampson working against Folkerts on defense. Comes back to Thomas. Robbie Thomas with the basketball up in the air. Comes back over to Ziegler. Ziegler well out on the floor. Dort College defense pushing Concordia out on the floor. Thomas, spin move, head fake, got Walthersdorf up in the air, and Thomas finishes with a right hand. He is a nifty player. One of those kids can do a little bit of everything. He's got 11 points. Dort College leads 54 to 46. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra outside Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Sumner. Sumner at the free throw line. Back to Rindles. Rindles will let fly with a three. Off the front iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Haywood. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with a chance to cut into what was a 10-point lead. Haywood passes left side. With it is Ziegler. Ziegler to Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Thomas to Ziegler. Ziegler shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Here comes Dort College. Walthersdorf pushing it into the front court. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler short shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles double team. Tries to find Sampson, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dami is in. Folkerts is out. Terpstra is out for the defenders. And checking in is Andrew O'Donnell. Let's see if Dort College can rekindle some of that fire that they had earlier in the half. That got them out to a 10-point lead. They lead by 8 right now. Walterstorff for the basketball. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Sampson. Sampson too strong off of the glass. No good. He got bothered on the shot by Max Wagner. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Haywood on the wing. Haywood back to Wagner. Wagner driving in. And Wagner gets the 2-point bucket as he ran over the top of Sampson. 54-48. Back-to-back buckets by Concordia. Back the other way, Walterstorff pumped the hoop and he is fouled. Tyler with that Euro move, gets the shot to go. Foul called on Max Wagner, his second. In my opinion, Wagner probably got away with one on the other end. It was too much of a glancing blow, evidently, for it to be a full-fledged charge. Dort College leads at 56-48, pending a free throw from Walterstorff. Walterstorff shooting for the three-point play. He's got 17 points thus far. And left it short, no good. Do we have a lane violation? So Tyler Walterstorff. So Walterstorff will have to check out of the ballgame. He's got some blood on his jersey. Taylor Feenster will check in. Dort College leads 56-48. So Walterstorff checks out. And bringing the ball up will be White. Kevin White, 3 points. He's running point guard for Concordia right now. He's out front. Dort College in a zone. They pass it over the top. Dort College closes out. Colway drives in, and Sampson got an arm on him. Micah Colway will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Sampson whistled for the personal, and for Layton, that's number one on him. So Colway shooting the free throws. First free throw on the way for the left-hander is up and through. He is 2-for-3 now from the charity stripe, trying to cut it down to a 6-point ball game again. Second free throw on the way for Colway. This one's up and down. So Colway makes them both. He's got 3 points, all of them from the free throw line, and the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Coming back the other way is Rindles. Rindles to Feenstra. Feenstra to Sumner. Sumner, Sampson. Sampson working against Dami. Kick out pass. Sumner, three, no good. Long rebound taken away by Colway. Here comes Concordia. Up and running with it is Haywood. Haywood with a basketball on the left wing. Haywood comes right side, White. White driving in. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called as Wagner went up with it. Den Herter will check back into the game for the Dort College defenders. Foul called on Dort College and number 21, Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell picks up foul number 3. Wagner will go to the free throw line. 6 of 8 from the charity stripe this season. He's shooting 2. First free throw by Wagner is up and good. He's got another one coming. And Concordia whittling away at what was a 10-point lead. They've got it down to 5 with another free throw coming. 14:29 left to go in the contest. Free throw by Wagner is in and out, no good. Rebound Dami. Dami tries to save it in and is taken back by Den Herter. Dort College leads 56-51. Rindles with the basketball. Back to Feenstra. Feenstra driving in. Shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Dami, I believe. Foul called on Dami and Justin Dami. That's his first. Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Taylor Feenstra with an opportunity to reestablish an 8-point lead for the defenders. Coach Ross Dama takes the opportunity to pull O'Donnell and Rindles over and speak with them. Feenstra misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. He's a 49% free throw shooter. Trying to reestablish a 6-point lead and unable to do so. Den Herter taps it out. It's taken by Colway. So Dort College misses on the chance to build on the lead. Here come the Bulldogs. White with it on the wing. White with it on the right side. White comes back out to Eli Ziegler. And Brian Sumner is called for a arm bar. ...56-51 our score. Sumner will check out of the ball game.
Nathan, get into the defense. Get into it.
White will inbound the basketball for Concordia. They get it into Wagner. Wagner comes back out front to Colway. Colway driving in. Shot blocked by Den Herter. Rebound, Dommy. The clock's not running. Clock's not running. ...14:01 remaining in this ball game. Dort College. Well, the clock never started on that inbounds play. It wasn't just the shot clock, but the game clock wasn't moving either. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dort College playing defense as Concordia inbound to the basketball near midcourt. Feenstra ends up trying to get it. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the freshman from Hull. It'll be Concordia basketball again. Feenstra got his hands on it near the free throw line, tapped it out near midcourt. Now Concordia has the basketball, 20 on the shot clock. White with the basketball. White in between the circles out front. He passes left side, Dommy. Dommy with it on the wing. Dommy goes right side. Now White. White back to Dommy. Dommy to Ziegler. Ziegler three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, ahead to Nabla. Nabla driving in, puts it up in traffic, cut the hoop, and he's fouled. Nabla does not get that many opportunities on the offensive end. That is not his role, but there he finishes at the hoop. 58-51. Remember, he was a high-scoring guard coming out of high school from Sauk Center, Minnesota, but your roles change as you progress through your basketball career, and he has come on to be trying to provide some of that grit for the defenders defensively and on the boards. Got a layup to go that time, though. Misses on the free throw opportunity at the three-point play, though. And back we go the other way. Dort College leading by 7, 58-51. Got to string some more stops together if you're Dort College. White with the basketball. White to Thomas. Thomas, spin move. They bring the double. Back over to Ziegler. Ziegler back to White. White will put up the 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter gets it away to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Walthersdorf comes right side. Rindles. Rindles tries to dump it away. And it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dommy for Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Haywood checks in. Colway is out. Folkerts is in. Dommy is out. For the defenders, it is Den Herter, Terpstra, Rindles, Nabla, and Walthersdorf. You take Sumner out, you put Nabla in terms of the starting lineup, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to the Concordia Bulldogs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Concordia will use a full-length timeout. Well, we'll take a moment here and check in with scores from around the conference. That is, if I can find them rather quickly. Hastings leads Briarcliff 50-46 at the Newman Flanagan Center. Hastings. Beg your pardon. They're not at home. Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan 70-65 in Orange City at the Boltman Center. And let's try to find that Dakota Wesleyan contest. They are playing Midland, and Dakota Wesleyan right now running away with that one, 68-51. The early returns, it appears they are probably the team beating the conference. That'd be Dakota Wesleyan. They were a team that came on strong at the end of the year last year. They're unbeaten, living up to the early accolades, trying to go to 11-0. They're 3-0 in the conference entering play today. Midland is 5-0, but right now Dakota Wesleyan owning Midland at the Corn Palace, 68-51 with a little over 11 minutes left to go, if I'm reading everything correctly. Ball's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Defenders lead by 7, 58-51. By the way, live stats, there's a link for live stats available in the game preview on our website, www.dort.edu/athletics. Rindles with it out front, Walterstorff. Walterstorff working against Haywood. Shot by Walterstorff is good. Tyler Walterstorff with 19 points. And the defenders lead 60-51. Dort College is led by as many as 10. Concordia has cut the lead down to 6 on a couple different occasions since then. With it out front, Ziegler. Ziegler to Haywood. Haywood in traffic. Tough move, and he gets it to go. Joel Haywood with 9. Dort College leads 60-53. 12:28 left to go in the game. With it left side, Nabla. Nabla over the basketball. Nabla over to Terpstra. Terpstra right side. It goes to Rindles. Rindles out front. Tyler. Tyler ball fake. He's going to drive in. Gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles shot in the lane. Good. Nathan Rindles with another two. He's got 22. 62-53. Dort College in front. Dort College not as balanced scoring today as most days. Walterstorff and Rindles carrying the load. Reverse layup, no good by Folkerts. Put back, though, by Folkerts is good. He's got 8 second-half points. Dort College leads 62-55. Dort College basketball, Rindles, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, ball fake. Drops it off for Den Herter. Den Herter pushed from behind. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. David Den Herter with 6 points. 11:47 left to go in this contest. 62-56. 62-55. Dort College by 7. 2 free throws coming for Den Herter, the 6'9 senior from Sioux Center. So free throws on the way for Den Herter. Free throw is up and in and out, no good. Another one on the way. Luke Langner and Ross Dalma holding a powwow to my right. And on that summit meeting, they break apart so I can see the basket. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. And he left that one short. Rebound, though, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Den Herter. Back to Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Dort College by 7. A chance to build on the lead despite the 2 missed free throws by Den Herter. Comes back left side, Nabla. Nabla, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Sumner. Sumner with the lane in the lane. Kicks it back over to Nabla. Nabla, Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled from behind by Folkerts, and that's number 4 on him. You keep pounding it inside, and sooner or later, it seems, post players will get in foul trouble. Folkerts checks out of the ballgame. Dami checks in. It's team foul number 6 on Concordia. Dort College a foul away from getting to the bonus. Rindles will inbound the basketball. Rindles gets it in. Walterstorff, 15 feet from the hoop, fakes the handoff, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound, and we've got a foul on the play called on Dami. Dami whistled for the personal as he and Walterstorff got tangled up. And Dort College will shoot a 1-1 with Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff to shoot the 1 in the bonus. Walterstorff to shoot a 1-1 with 11:25 remaining. So Walterstorff, free throw is on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. So foul called on Sampson. Dort College struggling from the free throw line right now. So Dort College pass goes right side. Whip it. The Dort College defenders on defense. Thomas, 3 from the top of the key. No good. Rebound, though, by Dami. And Dami is fouled on the play. No, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia to throw the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is on the left side, Thomas. Thomas, and we've got a foul called. Underneath the basket, Micah Colway driving in. And Colway will go to the free throw line. So Colway to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Colway with two free throws coming. Free throw up, no good. He's got another one coming. ...62-55 our score. Another free throw coming. This one is up and good. So Colway makes one of two, and the defenders lead 62-56. With it on the right side is Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Sumner passes it off. Comes back left side over to Rindles. Rindles, three, no good by Sumner. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. 10:38 and counting. Concordia with the basketball. They pass it left side. With it is Dommy. Dommy layup attempt, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Thomas for Concordia, and he travels with it. Or did they call a timeout? They call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. ...62-56 our score. The Dort College defenders trailing by six. And the Dort College defenders leading by six. Concordia got that timeout called. A multitude of things going, so if it sounds like I'm a little out of sorts, you're right. It has not been the day to be the one-man traveling band. The Concordia Bulldogs will inbound the basketball in front of the Bulldog bench. Robbie Thomas that time got the timeout called as he went to his knees to save the basketball. With the basketball, they go over on the wing. And a charging foul called on Concordia and Thomas. Robbie Thomas whistled for his second foul. Got called for a charge. The player control, no free throws. And the Dort College defenders, Nathan Rindles, will bring the basketball into the front court. Dort College leading 62-56. They go high post to Feenstra. Feenstra to Walterstorff. Walterstorff tries to get around the edge. And he is fouled on the play, and Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot. Walterstorff will shoot. And coming for Walterstorff, this will be a one-and-one opportunity. So Dort College will be shooting the one-and-one with Tyler Walterstorff. Sorry that we lost you for a moment in terms of our live stream. It appears we are back up and running. Again, thank you to some very dedicated student assistants. Tyler Walterstorff makes the front end of the one-and-one. He's got another one coming. Game reset for you folks listening on the web. 63-56, Dort College by 7. 10-12 left to go in the game. Dort College is in the double bonus from here on out. That was foul number 9 on Concordia. And Walterstorff makes both free throws that time. He's got 8 in the second half, 21 for the ball game. Dort College leads by 8, 64-56. On the right side of the basketball is Robbie Thomas. Thomas on the wing. Thomas comes back out front to Colway, and we've got a foul underneath the basket called on the Dort College defenders and Taylor Feenstra. 10 minutes remaining in the contest.
Hey, get a blast here.
Concordia shooting a 1-1 with Chandler Folkerts. I beg your pardon, Dommy. This is Dommy. He's the backup post player. He's listed 6'10". He's a sophomore from Cook, Nebraska. 2-for-2 from the free throw line so far today, and he misses the front end of the 1-1. Dort College with a chance to expand the lead. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles backing his man down, puts it up, shot is good. Nathan Rindles able to back his man down. He's got 24, and the Dort College defenders lead 66-56. With it on the right side is Thomas. Thomas goes left side. Driving in is, well, he loses it. It's taken away by the defenders. Here comes Rendles. Rendles driving in. Layup by Nathan Good. Nathan Rendles with 26, and the defenders lead 68-56. Concordia basketball. They dump it down low for Dahme. Dahme might have traveled with it. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by O'Donnell, and a foul called on the play on Taylor Feenstra. Foul called on the Dort College defenders, Taylor Feenstra, on a play that more closely resembled a rugby scrum to a basketball game. .921 left to go. Ball game. Dort College 68, Concordia 56. That foul went on Taylor Feenstra, his fourth. So free throw on the way for Dahme, and he misses it. Rebound tapped and controlled by the defenders and Den Herter. So Dahme has missed back-to-back front ends of 1-1. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Rendles. Rendles goes right side. Sumner. Sumner. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. So the foul called on Concordia's Justin Dahme. Dahme whistled for his third. And Tyler Waltersdorf will shoot two free throws. Tyler today, 4 of 6 thus far from the charity stripe. He's got 21. And stays at 21 with a missed free throw. He's got another one coming. Tonchus is into the ball game. Checking out will be Dahme. 9:08 left to play in regulation. Tyler Waltersdorf, another free throw coming. This one's up and good. So Tyler makes 1 of 2 free throws. And the Dort College defender lead is 69-56. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads it 69-56. That timeout charged to Concordia is their second. Their second of the half, I believe. They have two remaining. They used two in the first half. Dort College has four in their pocket. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Dort College leading by Baker's dozen, 69-56. Over at the Corn Palace, it looks like Dakota Wesleyan's going to win it. They're up 79-62. Other GPAC basketball. Barcliff leads Hastings 63-61 in Sioux City. Doan over Mount Marty 79-54. And Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan right now 86-80. If everything runs true to form, it appears this will be the final game done in conference play today. Dort College going after their second conference win of the year, and none of these wins are going to be easy in the conference this year. That's just the makeup of it for this Dort College team right now against their opponents. As I said, a little odd today in that you've got Rendles and Waltersdorf dominating in terms of scoring. Two players with 26 and 22 respectively, and then no one else with more than 8. Pass goes right side Thomas, and Waltersdorf is called for a hand check on the perimeter. And Robbie Thomas will go to the free throw line to shoot. And he'll shoot a pair. Thomas has not shot a free throw yet today. He's averaging 4 free throw attempts per game. And he makes that one. 70% free throw shooter makes the first one. He's got another one coming. This one could take a while to complete with both teams in the double bonus and both trying to get to the charity stripe. A second free throw on the way for Thomas. And this one's up. Left it short, no good. Rebound tapped out, and Tonjus comes away with it. Tonjus gets it to Colway. Colway up in the air, lost it on the way up. O'Donnell bothered the shot. And O'Donnell is fouled now by, I beg your pardon, Walterstorff is fouled by Colway. And I believe Colway has just picked up his fourth. Foul called on Colway. 69-57, Dort College, trailing by, leading by 12, I should say. Tyler Walterstorff will step to the charity stripe. First free throw by Ty is up and good. For Walterstorff, this will be his seventh free throw. No, eighth free throw of this half, 10th of the ball game, and he makes them both. Walterstorff now 24 in the defenders' lead, 71-57, biggest lead of the ball game for Dort College. 8:50 remaining. Right side pass, Thomas. Thomas fires it underneath for Haywood. Ball goes off of his fingertips out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it back on a turnover. And the ball is inbounded to Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles across the timeline. Double team. Shovels it off to O'Donnell as he falls to the floor. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Nathan. Nathan down to the baseline. And he's fouled by Colway, and Colway has just fouled out of the ballgame. Micah Colway draws his fifth foul. He will foul out with 4 points and 8:34 left to go in this contest. Micah Colway fouls out of the contest. Free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. First free throw on the way for Nate is up and good. He's got 27 now. Rindles, this will be his 10th free throw. He's 8 for 9 currently. This one's up and good as way as well. So Rindles with 28. And the defenders lead 73-57. Dort College on defense on the other end. With the basketball, they hand it off to Kevin White, stolen by Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball, finds Sumner. Sumner in traffic, lost it on the way up. It's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the Dort College defenders with the basketball. Dort College leading 73-57, starting to pull away. Looking for the inbounds pass. They get it in over the top to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. He passes right side. Intended for Walterstorff, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. I believe this is a career high for Nathan Rindles. Dort College leading 73-57. Rindles with a couple of rebounds. And a team-high 7 assists. White with the basketball. White passes over to Thomas. Thomas with the basketball, working on Walterstorff. Lost it. And a layup by Thomas is good. Robbie Thomas with 14 points. Dort College leads 73-59. Pass comes right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Walterstorff. Walterstorff shovels it to Rindles. Rindles underneath to Denherter. Denherter layup good. David Denherter with 8 points, and the defenders lead 75-59. A 16-point advantage for the defenders. They're threatening to blow it open here. Into the lane was Haywood. Haywood gets the return pass now from Ziegler. Ziegler to White. White driving in. And White gets called for a charging foul. White gets whistled for the personal. His first. David Denherter takes that charge. 7:17 remaining. Dort College leads by 16, 75-59. Taylor Feenster will check the ball in. Dort College enjoying a double-digit lead. Dort College trying to bounce back after the loss to Briarcliff that snapped a three-game winning streak. Rindles passes right side O'Donnell. Concordia's gone to a trap, it appears. O'Donnell with the basketball, working on Thomas. In danger of 5 seconds, ball gets rid of it over to Terpstra. Terpstra steps through the trap, gets it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Terpstra. Terpstra Back to Feenstra. Feenstra to Rindles. Rindles, his pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. And checking into the ball game will be Brian Sumner. So Feenstra's in, then Herter is out. O'Donnell to throw it in, then he gets it inbounded. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell floater with a right hand, left side good. Andrew O'Donnell with his first two. Dort College leads 77-59. Dort College leading by 18. With the basketball, they go over to Robbie Thomas. Thomas with the ball on the left wing. He reverses over the top. Finds Haywood. Haywood drives in, and a blocking foul called on the defenders and Brian Sumner. Sumner picks up his fourth personal. Haywood will go to the free throw line now to try and complete the three-point play. Joel Haywood with 11 points by my count. He'll be shooting for number 12 here. That's foul number 4 on Sumner. He's got 5 points. And a free throw on the way for Haywood. Haywood's free throw is up and good. Joel Haywood, 13 points officially. And the Dort College defenders, Brian Sumner, has the basketball, nearly traveled with it. He backs it out, passes it off left side. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, no look pass underneath to Sampson. Sampson layup, and it's fouled. Layton will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Layton Sampson with the 8 points. The defenders leading 77-62. First free throw by Sampson is up and good. He's got another one coming. So second free throw on the way for Sampson. This one's up and good. So Sampson makes them both. He's got 10 points. Very quietly is 10 points this afternoon. And the defender lead is 79-59. 79-59 our score. 79-62, beg your pardon. After that three-point play, I did not get the three-point play for Haywood recorded on my running score. Dort College leads 79-62. Free throws here for Haywood as he was fouled on the play by Leighton Sampson. First free throw by Haywood is up and through. 79-63 our score. Back into the game for Dort College. I beg your pardon. I thought we had a new player check in for the defenders. Looking at the lineup, I believe that was Walthersdorf has come in recently. 79-64 our score. Dort College by 15. With the basketball in the corner is Sampson. Sampson goes out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up, Rindles. Rindles goes into the corner, Sumner. Sumner, three, good. 8 points for Sumner. Dort College leads 82-64. And the Concordia Bulldogs turn the ball over in their backcourt. And the Concordia Bulldogs want a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance. That's to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor, Pat Hill, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hillrealestate.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College enjoying an 18-point advantage. Shot extremely well here in the second half. 55% for the ball game. Interesting to see what the second half totals are. With the basketball, Rindles. Rindles back outside Sumner. Sumner lost it. Picked up by Walterstorff, Dort College. Walterstorff trying to break his man down. That's Wagner off the dribble. Pass comes over to Rindles. Rindles gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline. Back over to Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles, no-look pass underneath to Walterstorff. His shot no good, but he's fouled. Foul called on Haywood. That's number three on him. And Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line, and he'll shoot a pair of free throws. Tyler Walterstorff today, this will be his 11th and 12th free throws. 5:06 remaining, Dort College by 18 and a chance to push it to 20. Free throw by Tyler is up and through. He's got another one coming. Walterstorff now 25, that is. He and Rindles have carried the bulk of the load in terms of points. Second free throw for Tyler is up and good. So Tyler Walterstorff makes them both, and the defenders lead it 84-64. Pass comes right side. New player in for Concordia. And the driving basket, Aaron Walker. Walker with two. Dort College leads 84-66. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it on the floor, and we've got a foul on the play called against Walker. Aaron Walker whistled for the personal. Free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. So Walterstorff will shoot two more. This will be his 11th and 12th free throws of the game. I mean of the half. Free throw on the way for Tyler is up and good. He's got another one coming. Dort College can salt this one away at the free throw line. 85-66 our score. Second free throw is up and good. 86-66, a 20-point advantage for the defenders. Walterstorff makes both free throws. He's got 28. Rindles has 28 to share game honors. Pass comes outside. They lob it down low for Folkerts, but a foul on the play called on Leighton Sampson. Sampson called for a hook on the defense, and that is number four on Leighton. Two free throws on the way for Folkerts. Folkerts, an 80% free throw shooter, missed the front end of a one-and-one earlier in the half. He makes that one. He's got 13 points tonight. New player checking in. This is Riley Carew. Second free throw on the way for Concordia and Folkerts, and Folkerts makes that one. Dort College leads 86-68. 4:30 remaining in the ballgame. Pass goes left side. O'Donnell. They try to bring the trap. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell goes left side. Sampson. Sampson to the cutter underneath, and the shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Brian Sumner. He's got eight. I was shielded on the play. Couldn't see who got the basket initially, but that's Sumner with the two-point bucket. Driving the other way, Thomas. Thomas layup good. Robbie Thomas with 16 points, eight in the second half. Dort College leads 88-70. Rindles passes right side. Sumner under four to go. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline, and Rindles is fouled on the play by Haywood, and I think Haywood's done. Joel Haywood whistled for the personal, and that's five on Haywood. Haywood with 13 points. He fouls out with 3:50 remaining. Terpstra is in. O'Donnell is out. So two free throws on the way here for Rindles. Nathan Rindles. And shooting the free throw is Rindles. Rindles now with 29. He's got another free throw coming, shooting for 30 here. Rindles now with 9 assists. 9 of 11 from the field. 9 for 10 on free throws. Rindles makes both free throws. He's got 30. 90-70, Dort College in front comfortably. Answering with a 3 is Rudy Knight. Knight buries a 3. Dort College leads 90-73. Rindles with the basketball out front. Nathan with it. Passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner into the corner. Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff back over to Rindles. Rindles dumps it down low. Sampson. Sampson layup. Good. Nathan Leighton Sampson with a 2-point bucket off the assist from Rindles. That should be 10 for Rindles now. 92-73 our score on the assist. Shot on the way. No good by Aaron Walker from the perimeter. Dort College with the basketball under 3 to go. Rindles back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff gives it over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Sumner comes back over to Rindles. Rindles right side, Terpstra. Terpstra looking for someone to pass to. Terpstra has it on the right side. Comes back over to Rindles. 14 to shoot for the defenders. Brian Sumner, 3. Good. 3 threes for Sumner. 11 points in the second half. Dort College leads 96-73. 2:30 remaining in the game. With the basketball, left side is Knight. And Rudy Knight hits another 2-point bucket. Rudy Knight now with 5, and the Dort College lead is 96-75. 2:15 and counting. 95-75. 20-point advantage for Dort College. Sumner with it on the wing. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, 3-ball. Got it. Alex Terpstra with the 3-point basket. And the defenders lead 98-75. Steal by Walterstorff. Sampson comes up with it. Here comes Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Dort College by 23. 1:47 to go in the contest. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Over in Mitchell, they've gone final. Dakota Wesleyan defeats Midland 90-74. Dakota Wesleyan, the only unbeaten team in the conference at this point. Everyone else has at least one loss. It's going to be a very interesting race this year in the conference. As I say that almost every year, that is the case. Northwestern will defeat Nebraska Wesleyan. That one is a 109-102 score. Doan will beat Mount Marty. That one's at 81-54 right now with 26 seconds remaining. And Hastings and Briarcliff. Briarcliff wins a squeaker, 70-69. So Briarcliff won a couple of games at home this week. 98-75 our score. 1:44 remaining in the contest. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Danny Voss. Voss left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell dumps it down low for Brandon Brewersma. Brewersma with the basketball. His left-handed hook won't go down. Rebound taken away by Dommy. Dommy with the basketball. Gets it ahead. With it is Rudy Knight. Rudy Knight tries to pass it off to Walker, and Walker loses it out of bounds. It was touched by Dort College. Dom Nibbling checks into the ballgame. Taylor Feenster checks out. Andrew O'Donnell checks out. J.D. Bohr in the contest for the first time. And I believe this is the first game action for for J.D. Bohr this season. Missed much of the preseason with an injury. So good to see J.D. on the floor again. With it out front, Knight, 118 remaining. Dort College by 23. Knight down to the baseline. His shot, no good. Rebound, Dom Nibbling. Nibbling into the front court. Nibbling passes over to Kalk. Kalk pass through the lane, tipped and taken away by Concordia. Concordia basketball, Carew. Carew layup, good. Carew makes it 98-77. Nord College leading by 21. Voss gets it to Nibelink. Nibelink with the basketball. Nibelink to Brewersma. Brewersma hook shot in the lane. Cook. Brandon Brewersma gives Nord College 100 points. Brewersma has been playing some pretty good basketball for the junior varsity here the last 2 or 3 weeks, gaining some confidence. That little baby hook was good on the other end. Nord College leads at 100-77. Well, Nord College is going to win this ball game. And still waiting on Doan and Mount Marty to go final. And it appears that that one, I think that one might be frozen. J.D. Bohr checks out of the ball game. And checking in for the Dort College defenders is Talsma. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Dami. So Dami makes both free throws. He's got six, and the defender lead is 100-79. Dort College can run out the clock. 23 seconds remaining in this ball game. Brewersma pops out to the perimeter to get the ball. Pass goes over to Voss. Danny Voss with the basketball backs out to center court. Comes back over to Nibelink. Nibelink to Voss. Voss with the basketball. Voss guarded there by Knight. Pass comes over to Talsman. That's going to do it. Our final score, Dort College 100. Concordia 79. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So we go about the business of letting various people know about this final score as soon as possible. 100-79. Nord College paced by Nathan Rindles with 30. And Tyler Waltersdorf ends up with 28 to lead Nord College. Concordia led much of the first half, but Nord College used a late run to get in front at halftime, 41-38. A strong start to the second half. Dort College got up by 10, 54-44. Concordia got as close as 5 at 56-51. And it was a 6-point ball game near the 10-minute mark, 62-56. Dort College got up 66-56. And Concordia never got it down to single digits after that. Dort College blew the game open, and they go on to win 100-79. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders will improve to 9-4 overall, 2-3 in the conference. Concordia Bulldogs fall to 2-4 and 5-6. Let's see if we have that final. And I believe that Doan defeated Mount Marty. And we're going to call that one a final, 81-54. And Dort College defeats Concordia, 100-79. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And we've got all the finals in except for that women's game between Nebraska Wesleyan and Northwestern. Now, obviously, the way things were at halftime, you can probably pencil in that Northwestern was a winner over Nebraska Wesleyan since they were up 56-27 at halftime. It's now 102-55. That's the final. Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play. So that one got reported as well. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2, the Dort College Bookstore, with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Here are the numbers for tonight's contest. Let's begin with the Concordia Bulldogs. They were 27 of 52 from the floor for 51.9%, 5 for 16 on threes, 31.3%. They didn't get many second chance shots. They end up with 8 offensive rebounds. From the free throw line, they were 20 for 27. For the Dort College defenders tonight, 32 of 56 from the floor, 57.1%. That included 19 of 28 shooting in the second half for 68%. That will win you some ball games. Dort College, 8 of 15 on threes, 53%, 28 of 37 from the free throw line, 75.7%. Turnovers, Dort College had just 8. Cut down on their turnovers dramatically from the struggles that they had with Briarcliff last week. Dort College's Nathan Rindles leads all players with 30 points. 28 points for Tyler Waltersdorf. Rindles was 9 of 11 from the floor, 11 of 12 on free throws. Waltersdorf was 7 of 12 from the floor and 11 of 14 on free throws. Brian Sumner ends up with 13 hard-earned points. Leighton Sampson chipped in with 12. 8 for David Denherter. 3 for Alex Terpstra. 2 each for Patrick Nabla and Andrew O'Donnell. For Dort College's total of 100. Did I mention Brian Brewersma? He had 2 as well. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 16 for Robbie Thomas, 14 for Chandler Folkerts, 15 for Joel Haywood, 9 for Eli Ziegler, 4 for Micah Colway, 3 for Kevin White, 2 for Aaron Walker, 5 for Rudy Knight, 2 for Riley Carew, 3 for Max Wagner, and 6 for Justin Dami for their total of 79 points. Dort College was led in rebounding today by David Denherter's 5 rebounds, 3 each for Rindles, Waltersdorf, and Nabla. Taylor Feenstra also came off of the bench to grab 4 rebounds. For Concordia, they were led by Chandler Folkert's 7 rebounds, 5 for Justin Dami, 4 for Micah Colway. Nathan Rindles had a game-high 10 assists, so he has a double-double, 30 points, 10 assists. Also had 2 steals. Brian Sumner, 2 assists and a steal. Terpstra, 3 assists and 1 blocked shot. Dort College improves to 2-3 in the conference. 9-4 overall. The Concordia Bulldogs fall to 2-4 in the conference and 5-6 overall. Let's pencil things out here. Let's begin with women's basketball from earlier today. It was Concordia 80, Dort College 58. Concordia is now 5-1 in the conference. Dort College falls to 0-5 in the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland in women's play in overtime earlier today to improve to 2-2. They get a win over Midland in overtime, 72-67. Midland falls to 2-4 in the conference. Hastings a winner over Briarcliff in women's play, 61-52. Hastings is now 3-3. Briarcliff falls to 3-2. Northwestern a winner over Nebraska Wesleyan, 102-55. Northwestern is now 2-3 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 0-3 in the GPAC. And it was Doan over Mount Marty by a final score of 79-73. Doan is now 5-2 in the conference. And the Mount Marty Lancers fall to 2-4. Morningside was idle. They're 5-0 in the conference. For the men's scoreboard, Dort College over Concordia 100-79. Dort now 2-3 in the conference. Concordia 2-4. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland, 90-74. Dakota Wesleyan 4-0, Midland 5-1. Briarcliff wins a squeaker over Hastings, 70-69. Briarcliff 4-1. Hastings slips to 3-3. Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan, 109-102. Northwestern is 2-2. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 0-3. And it was Doan over Mount Marty, 81-54. Mount Marty now 0-6 in the league, while the Doan Tigers go to 3-3 in conference play. Morningside, idle. They are 3-2. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Ross Dalma, the tireless recruiter that he is, taking care of some business up in the stands. And we will get to him in just a moment. Coming up next week on KDCR, the Dort College Defenders taking on Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday. That will be a stiff challenge. And the Dort College Defenders on the road against Hastings next week, Saturday, to wrap up pre-Christmas GPAC play. Don't know what else to tell you at this point as I try to tread a little more water waiting for Coach Dalma. I can tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 100-79, our final score. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me. And, Coach, this one turned late in the first half. You got some defensive stops. You took a three-point lead at halftime and then a strong start to the second half of play. And shooting nearly 70% from the floor in the second half, along with a pretty good defensive effort, I thought. That'll win you some ball games. And today it was good enough for a 21-point win over Concordia.
Yeah, Mike, we did a better job of taking care of the ball and then we did earlier in the week. I thought our guys really responded well. We were down in the first half, and we were reeling just a little bit. Obviously, you could see that we were doubting ourselves and stuff. But I thought we really responded well the final 6 minutes of the first half, and we continued that momentum in. And I thought the second half we played very well.
You got loose. You started playing well. Nathan Rindles, it started with he and Tyler Waltersdorf. I would say controlled aggressiveness today by those two teams, by those two players. And they finished at the rim, and they got to the free throw line.
They did, Mike. They were very good at picking their spots today. I think, maybe on Wednesday night we try to jam the ball into seams that maybe weren't there. And we had a lot of turnovers. I think our spacing was a little bit better, which allowed Nathan and Tyler, like you said, to play a much more controlled game where they were able to get to the rim, get shots inside the lane, or draw contact.
Leighton Sampson comes off of the bench for 12 points. Hard working 12 points. Brian Sumner steady as he goes as well. He had one big three. I think that pushed you up to double digits, and that just opened things up.
Right. I think Brian just stayed with it. He struggled a little bit in the first half. Probably missed a few shots he thought he should have had and maybe wasn't dialed in as defensively like he probably needed to be as well. But he really came back, and I think that's one thing about him. He's able to cancel out mistakes and get it right. Where a lot of young players, and bear in mind he's only the first semester of his sophomore year, a lot of young players maybe can't do that yet. And he's just really a little bit more mature beyond his days and did a nice job in that regard. And you mentioned Leighton. I think Leighton got off to a slow start too and was able to get the ship righted. You know, that's just things that shows a little bit of maturity, a little bit progression, you know, as you get a little bit older there, which is obviously what we need to see for those two guys. But you're right, Nathan and Tyler were the guys that kind of led us here, and they need to be. Suffer a tough loss on Wednesday night. You come back Thursday and you practice really hard. Friday we practice really hard. I think that's a testament to those two guys. And then today they were very determined.
Robbie Thomas presents some problems in terms of a matchup. He still ends up with 16 points, and I'm convinced he's always going to get that 12 to 20 point range. You just got to keep him from going for 24 or 26, and you were able to do that today.
Robbie Thomas is very good. For, you know, Dort fans who are listening at home, I'd say a very fair comparison would be a little bit of Kyle Lindbergh in him, not just because he's 6'7 and left-handed, but because he can handle the ball and go both ways, and he really creates. He is very good, and we knew coming in between him and Haywood, those would be two guys that we'd really have to do a number on, and I hope we made them work a little bit. I know they still got their numbers, but we threw bodies at them and tried our best, and I thought we did our best we could on them, and you're right, they are going to get their numbers.
Dakota Wesleyan today, your next opponent, Dakota Wesleyan, on Wednesday. Today, they handled Midland 90-74. I guess we're going to find out where you're at on Friday night or Wednesday night when they come to the DeWitt. But right now, Dakota Wesleyan looks like they're the early favorite.
Mike, they're really good. We've seen them on tape several times. And you don't get to this point in the season being undefeated unless you're really good. And they had a tough week with both Morningside and Midland. And they beat both of them rather convincingly. They're off to a great start, but you know they're where we want to be again. And we will take that challenge and see and where we're at and use it as a positive springboard for us.
Enjoy tomorrow as much as a basketball coach in season can enjoy it, and be back at it on Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Delma, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. For you listeners on KDCR, you're going to hear just a little bit of silence here as I've got to run next door and kickstart some things. So just warn you, we haven't gone off the air, but we're going to get things back up and running next door, and we'll be back on the air Wednesday evening with conference basketball, Dort College versus Dakota Wesleyan. From here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, 6 o'clock start time for the women and an 8 o'clock start time for the men. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.